Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Awakenings with Michelle Mache, the weekly dose of spiritual and metaphysical insights and information for navigating the soul path. During the show, if you would like to call in for a reading or with comments or questions, call 347-539-5122 and press 1 on the keypad, or join the Sacred Space of Empowerment live chat. Create a username by registering with Blog Talk Radio. It's great to connect with all of you here.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Awakenings. I'm your host, Michelle Mache. We should have a chat room up soon. Sacred Space of Empowerment people, my international people. Sorry about that, Mike. I guess Mercury retrograde is going out with a bang. My internet has been completely down. And I was trying to fix it, and I'm not sure what is actually going on. I might even just need a new cable or something that's plugged into the Wi-Fi. So Sadie, the producer, hopefully is getting, and if you can let me know, Sadie, I don't know how, by email or something, if you get the chat in. Because unfortunately, I love my iPad. I have that, but it doesn't have flash, so I can't open the chat. So I can't see anybody. Oh, my God. It's so weird. It's so weird not seeing the chat room, not feeling everybody there. So anyway, happy Wednesday. Happy Miracle Day, Venus Day, everyone. So I guess for questions and comments and to chat, you can call 347-539-5122 and press 1 on the keypad. Those of you that are already in line, in the queue, just push 1 on the keypad if you had a question or a comment, you wanted to get a reading, and we'll do it like that. So strange. Hoping everybody is doing well today. Lots going on, lots that I want to actually talk. We actually have a great guest coming on at the second part of the program, too, I want to let you know about if you need to skip out for a little bit. We're going to have Rashmi Kilmani on and dive into the Divine Mother's View, which sounds pretty interesting, and also Shiva Speaks, which is also out in print as well. So I've been getting a lot of email messages about a lot of people having a lot more not only dreams, but kind of visions of what they think is going to be happening, you know, in their life or for other people. Some of these visions or dreams have been coming for other people, what they've been going through, and getting questions on is that real or is it something I'm making up or is it wishful thinking? And I always say the best way is always to, you know, kind of ask, you've heard me say this, ask for confirmation in different ways. That way you can kind of, you know, assess whether this is something that, you know, it's symbolic. Because sometimes dreams, they can be literal, but they can also be symbolic, and sometimes visions can as well. So you always want to go with the feeling. What's the feeling in the dream? What's the feeling tone in the the dream, the vision, or flash of insight, whatever you're getting, what is it, what's the feeling there? And depending on what the feeling is like, if it feels very real, you know, to put it that way, if it feels bigger than life, sometimes that usually means that it is probably more figurative and not literal. Okay, I want to just go over a couple questions here that we got. A new experience, kind of throwing me off here with not seeing my palsies. I'm going to see if I can, get in there, see if I can at least get on the, see if I can see everybody in the chat. Nope, it doesn't do it. Okay. Oh, I wish Apple would get it together with the, bring flash in. Okay. All right. So we had a dream from Karen. Actually, they had done the workshop, and she said, thank you for the wonderful soul path meditation on Sunday. It was fabulous as usual. Let's see. Pieces are starting to assimilate. This morning I had a dream I was in a church. It was white inside. Mass was about to start, and I saw two lions, one male and one female. They started walking up to me as if they knew me. I was scared at first, but then realized they were my friends, almost like they were protecting me. That's when I woke up. I'm confused as to what this means. Well, again, you always want to go to what are the feelings in the dream, what are the emotions. That's going to tell you what you're working with on a feeling level or emotional level. You also want to notice your feelings, your emotions, but your reaction to it. You know, is there shock? Are you pulling back? You know, like sometimes in fear, if there's fear coming in the dream, are you running towards it? Are you running away from it? Are you hiding? You know, are you pulling back? You know, what is your action in the dream? And then, you know, church is a very, you know, is a sacred place. And white inside, you know, white inside, purity, you know, I would ask yourself, what does white mean to you? What does the church mean to you? What does white mean to you? You know, is the church a spiritual center? And again, it was after the workshop, so you're connecting more spiritually, more etherically. So I would say that would, you know, tie into it as well. And then Mass was about to start. Now, that's a pretty, you know, no matter whether you believe in, you know, that kind of thing or not, or church or not, Mass is a pretty, everyone in the chat room loves your energy today. Thank you, guys. It's so weird. I can't see you. Thanks, Sadie, for emailing me that. Good. The chat got open. Yay. Okay. Well, I guess I'm being tested. I've been doing so much subtle energy work. I guess I just poofed everybody away. So I'll just have to tune into everybody psychically and see your beautiful faces and energy psychically. Okay, so Mass was about to start, and I saw two lions. I love this, one male and one female. So, of course, that is going to be, that's telling me assimilation and integration. And what's so cool is, Karen, you had said earlier, I'm feeling a bit out of sorts since the workshop, kind of like all the pieces are trying to assimilate. Not sure how to describe it, but that's those two lions. So, you know, a lot of times in our healing work, we're integrating aspects of ourself, aspects of our being, the way that we express and experience life through our beingness. So the male part of us, the part that wants to reach out and go out into the world, the part that wants to separate out and says, here I am, I'm unique, you know, I individuate, I'm this individual, I'm making my mark, I'm achieving. That's the male aspect of us, or the yang aspect of us. And then there's the feminine, right, or the aspect of us as well. And the yin, so the inward, the receptive, you know, the yang is very electrical. It can be very staccatic. And then the yin is very embracing and yielding and it's a receptive. It's the feminine principle. So a big part, and actually in transpersonal work, it's called the Holy Grail, is the union of the male and female. Those, when those two aspects of our being really align together in a wonderful synergy, that is everything. Everything comes from that. So much love, creativity, acceptance, abundance. You're in the overflow. And the tarot would be the Ace of Cups. The lions, you know, you've got the male lion and the female lion. And so very obviously that your male and female aspects coming together, but it's interesting that you saw lions. I'm wondering what color they were. Maybe they're just lion color because you didn't put that in there. Lions have a lot to do traditionally with power, empowerment, strength, but also family, you know, community family, because they live in pride. They have their pride, you know. I would say literal and figurative pride. I think we need to have a pride in ourselves. You know, we need to have a healthy pride of, wow, I did a great job, or, you know, I'm a pretty cool person, you know, people like me, or I help people, you know, whatever. I think you need to have a healthy pride. And then also there is also the pride, a little play on words here, with the babies, right, the family. So they're very family-oriented, rarely are on their own except when they're hunting, and then they come, you know, back to the pride. So that's telling me something also with the dream, that it's about your own group, your own pride, perhaps even, you know, your self-esteem coming into play, as well as the pride of maybe, you know, marriage at some point, children, you know, there's a male, female, you, the male and female within you uniting, and then external male-female relationship. And the lion also has a lot to do with strength, and it is also has to do with, I don't want to say in the Thoth deck, it's lust. It's the lust for life. It's you know, the joie de vivre. So the lion is, how do we balance that or tame that? In other words, we don't want to go overboard. You know, I think, Karen, and anybody that's working on this, take a look at the strength card in the tarot. I think that would give you a lot of insight as to working with these new energies. And what's interesting, too, when you start doing a lot of subtle energy work, what starts happening is you actually start releasing a lot of energy. You find you have more energy to do things. There's just more to express and more to experience, you know, more in the way of saying, God, I'd like to do this or I'd like to do that. You know, just more comes up for you because, again, that's the soul. Now, I want to qualify something because sometimes on the path, it almost feels like you don't know what you want to do or where you want to go. Like you might think that things are taken away or there's loss happening and there's less. That's only because there's a transmutation energetically that's taking place. And let me explain that. I'll sip of my coffee here. So nurturing, my little decaf Americano. So what I want to also be really clear on for everybody is that when you have loss in your life, when things are being taken or it seems like they're being taken away, I'd really like everyone to reframe that it's not so much taking away, but it's changing form. That's what we call transformation or transmutation, where energy mutates. It takes on a different form. And it feels like loss because the form that we had something in has changed, right? And, you know, I had a dear friend and client who has a doggy, I don't know, 14, 15 years old, maybe a little old, maybe 16 at the most, but been through a lot of stuff with this dog. And she'd been really, really wanting to bring in a life mate, you know, and travel more, just doing a lot of, you know, and that dog, by the way, the male dog, was kind of like her boyfriend in a way, very protective, very kind of grouchy, grumpy, liked me, liked women, but really guys that she would bring around to date, it would growl a bit, you know, and it was a bigger dog, and it could be a little snappy. And many a times out at a cafe, and Yosh, of course, is always chill, and that dog would just be like, you know, growling, and she's like, oh, it's just being protective, and I go, that's really not a good sign. But anyway, so she, you know, really wanted to meet somebody, have a life mate. And I'd mentioned, I said, well, that your dog is your boyfriend, is your husband, is your life mate. And it's been through so many things with you, and you've kind of created that dynamic. And, you know, and she said, well, should I do some, train it or whatever? Anyway, we just didn't talk about it anymore. But what happened was the dog ended up passing on. And I did a lot of healing. We actually delayed the death for quite a long time, probably a year even, than what the doctors thought. But, you know, it was time for it to change form. And so, unfortunately, her doggie passed away. But it was and she was very distraught. It was horrible. And, of course, you know, a lot of grieving. And I think it might have even been weeks or a few months at the most. She met somebody. And kind of the second love of her life. I'm going to say the dog is the first. But, and I think, and what's the interesting thing is he, the space was there now. It was perfect. So, yes, there was a loss, but if everything comes from oneness, there's only one mind, there's only infinite source. I like thinking it's like, you know, you put your hand in this bag and there's this, you know, Play-Doh and you pull something out, you know, you pull a shape out. Well, it's still coming from the same source or same substance. And so for whatever reason on her path, the timing was that it was to happen this way, that animal being would change shape and form to become, you know, her human life partner, you know, human. But not to say that it was the dog. I know it was not the dog, but the energy, because it's, we're all one source. We're all one substance. So that substance changes, it morphs, just like there's different types of love, but there's really only one love, right? There's different forms of love, different degrees of love, different factions of love, but it's all love. Just like temperature, you know, there's only one temperature is temperature. There's only one energy, but there's different forms of energy, different qualities of energy. So in the new emerging consciousness, it's so important that we really start getting this standing that there is this, we're coming from that space of, you know, oneness, that we are, it is all one. And not in a, you know, and not in a place of not honoring our individuality or the aspect of us that has individuated out, you know, meaning, yes, we're all one, yes, we're from the same substance, yes, we're all interconnected, yet we separate out. We separate out in our individuality, or we stretch out or we extend out individually into the world. And that's what the soul is. That's what we're doing on a soul level. The soul is the individuated aspect of the all that is. It's the individuated call of the all that is. So anyway, Karen, thanks for sparking that. I think that was so cool of you to send that in. And anybody else, anytime you want to send any questions or comments or feedback or guest suggestions, just you can email me at awakeningsradio@gmail.com and we'll look into it. And guest suggestions, I just want to make a little comment here, is always good. Sadie will see if it's a fit or a match, or, and sometimes we are quite booked up. So sometimes, you know, it takes a while, but just we do, you know, because this is a community. So we want to hear from you. We want to hear, you know, who you want to have on the program as well. And, you know, so that it's something of interest for everybody, right? All right, let's get, now I do see people in queue, like a 678, so I don't know if you're just listening or maybe I'm going to have to peek at people or not, but the number to call in for readings or chat is 347-539-5122 and press 1 on the keypad. Okay, I had another question here. I'm going to get answer some questions here about my post, my little blog I've been doing. If you follow me on Facebook, I've been doing, and really enjoy doing them too. I've been doing, I guess it's blogging, right? Video blog, and I love it, on the go. The other time I did it driving. And believe me, BJ, if you're listening, my lovely friend in New York is like freaking out, like, are you going to get hurt? No, I'm a very safe driver. The way the camera is set up, it's like when you have somebody in the car with you, a passenger in the car that you're chatting, you know. So, you know, just like they do on the reality TV shows, everybody, they have cameras in the car and they can still drive. So, yeah, so I'm going to be careful, but I like doing it in the car, too. I like calling in. Okay, so a person had asked and said, how do you know if a roadblock or a delay is the difference between, is it because you are on the wrong path, or, this is a good question for Libby, or is it something that you're doing? And I thought, ooh, that's a really good one. You know what? I think wisdom. And if anybody has any thoughts on that, whether in the chat amongst yourself or call in, I think you have to look, you have to know yourself. And I love that, you know, that saying over the mystery school in Delphi, or Delphi, you know, the Greek mystery school, know thyself, you know, the first thing before you get initiated, before you move into the deeper levels. And have work with somebody. I work with a teacher, a mentor, work with somebody and have friends or family members, if it can't be family members, have friends around you call you on your stuff or can give you a clear mirror that aren't just going to, yes, you, or you're so great, or it's not so bad, but people that can say, you know, like a few months ago, a friend of mine told me, a great friend of mine, Moji, I was working through something and I was mentioning something. She said, oh, but Michelle, that's just so your issue. You know that. That's how you are. And you have to release or you move through it or just let go. And I went, really? And I thought, yeah, you know, you're right. I do. She goes, because you're able to create so much. Sometimes you just have to let go. So I would say that's those two things there. And then really look and see if there's enough for you to do in the present moment. And you're kind of like Karen was saying in the dream, you know, that emailed about the dream saying, I feel like things are assimilating or just getting put back together. If you're in that kind of phase right now, then very often there will be, it'll seem like a delay or a roadblock because your mental emotional body has to catch up to the changes that have happened on the more subtle energy. Or maybe you've had a lot of emotional changes. Maybe you have to catch up mentally. Maybe you've had a lot of physical changes and you have to catch up emotionally. Maybe there's about a lot of spiritual understanding, but you have to catch up emotionally or mentally, you know, or integrate it physically into a routine. So a lot of times those delays, not only are getting the deeper meaning or the insight, but it's the assimilation. It's putting the pieces together. And then how does this feel on you? You know, how does this feel? You know, how do you wear it? You know, because when we make changes, it's like wearing, you know, new clothing. You know, does it feel comfortable? Is it us? You know, you have to kind of break it in a little bit. So I would say a lot of times, now, if you find that you have a life full of blocks, roadblocks, then there's problems. Then there's issues. So what we don't want is chronic stuck states. You know, you don't want to be in a chronic situation. That's when you're in chronic stuck state, that's, you know, like a rut of some sort, and you can't quite get it together in all areas of your life, then something's off. You know, now sometimes what will happen is we don't get it, one area seems to be a little lagging or we have to put a lot of attention. Like sometimes I'll hear people say, oh, I have a great family, a great marriage, but I can't find what I want to do or my passion, or I can't find my career, or I can't get a job. I lost my job, I can't find a job. So this world, this life we live, you know, though it's not just about learning lessons, it's about expression and creativity and love, a part of it is learning. So, you know, we have different challenges all the time to solve or to rise up to, you know, or rise above to meet, to breathe with. So sometimes, yes, certain things will be all smooth and happening, and then there'll be a shift, and one part of your life will go out a little bit. But if it keeps happening over and over and over, then you're doing something. You know, and my 5-step emotional clearing process CD is pretty awesome for that. Let's get to some questions. Somebody was calling in the 818 number, 421. Was that Sadie? If that's you, could you call back in? Hope you can hear me. Okay, let's see. Am I going to be able to do this? I guess I can do it on the iPad. Hi, 312-953. Welcome to Awakening.
Hi, Michelle. This is Carol. Are you doing readings?
I am doing readings.
Oh, good. Okay. I'm sure you remember me. I've been calling about my job situation. I called back a month ago, and I told you about these two jobs I had lined up for me. But somehow they didn't write.
They
okay.
didn't
hire me. One call, the one that I really wanted called me and told me that they were no longer gonna, you know, have
It'll
a position available. What was
right.
that? And
I feel one of them is gonna bounce back. What happened?
I don't know. And so I've just been on my, you know, continuously searching and searching. So I'm trying to see if there's any good in this whole process because I'm listening to you about, you know, the roadblocks. I'm like, well, maybe I'm going through that. And I'm trying to,
yeah.
you know, I'm still like positive
Wait,
about
here.
It and all, but it's.
It feels like there is going to be a job that comes back in. I feel with the other job there was money was not there. That's why the job kind of went away, or they decided we can't do this right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's also showing for you to get clearer about what it is that you really want to do. Mm-hmm. Have you ever thought of working from home, Carol?
No, I never thought of that.
Yeah.
I would know what to do.
Yeah, but weren't you kind of like in HR or administration?
No.
No, what were you doing
never.
What were you doing before?
Before what I'm doing now? I was working in an office, but it wasn't HR. It was just an office.
But that's that's administration, though, administrative work.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Yeah, because you could do I feel like you have a big change coming up work-wise. I'm not so sure you know, I would start right now with temporary work or even part-time work, maybe even doing assisting or administration work that you can do. For some reason, your soul is wanting you to have a little more space. Because where you were working before, were you working like a lot of hours and then coming home and kind of tired?
Yeah, but that was before my career change too, yeah, because careers.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because there's something about don't get back into that again. Don't get back into that but again with just working and going home. So the guys are actually wanting you to have more of a social life and even do some interesting things on your own. I can see kind of puttering around the house and even gardening and something with plants or flowers. Are you into flowers? They're going to get getting some.
Well, I'm learning them. I'm trying to learn. I'm trying to turn my black thumb green. So I've been working on that for since last summer.
Okay. In that direction. That's I'm seeing you doing a lot with that. But I do still feel a job will be coming in, but I don't, you know, the thing is, the other one, sometimes we get a little veto. Sometimes we have an idea or direction that we're going in. I've had this happen to myself. And then I'm like, oh, why didn't that come through or that was taken away? And it's like, okay, something shifts, not only just within us, but universally.
Mm-hmm.
Think about the universe. And we'll keep it to the world, but it's the universe but as well.
Okay.
But let's think about the world as like a big pot of stew. And everybody's putting their own little seasoning in, right? And then this is a way of looking like critical mass. So sometimes so much seasoning is put in that it changes the flavor, the temperature of what's happening. So we can be going in one direction. And we see this all the time in business. We see people that, especially in technology, like they come out with something, a certain type of phone, and it doesn't catch on, and another type catches on, like the iPhone with all this touchpad technology.
Right.
That changed the face. So all these people that had a different, you know, were still using keyboard, like BlackBerry, their business really went down. And it was like, and they thought to themselves, why did that happen? We were the top king of the heap, you know, and money was rolling in. And we came out with our next latest and greatest, but people don't want that right now. And I feel you're in that kind of curve. You're in that kind of funny curve where there's enough that's changing in the world that it's affecting you. So I would say keep with what you're doing with your job search, but look more temporary and part-time and start focusing on other things that you can do that are going to free up your time. That's the thing that I keep hearing. You're going to free up her time.
Okay, so more like something, is it something different? Like I'm in like the healthcare field. Is there something outside of that?
Well, I think you can do it in that field, but for some reason, either working more from home or not going in the office every day or it's 2 days a week or 3 days a week, or maybe you're an advocate for people. I feel like there's something new that's going to be coming in for you. It could be relationship. It could be some type of partnership. It's not so much that what you're doing is off track. It's how you're working. For some reason, they want you to have more flexibility, more space within the day and within the week.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So sometimes, you know, like I had a client years ago that kind of a similar situation and actually was in healthcare. I'm not sure what. Oh, they did billing, some kind of billing thing. And they ended up taking like some part-time job and they thought, oh, I'm not going to start paying enough. But they just, whatever, they had no choice, and it ended up working. They had all this space, and they used to take the work at home, and then they used to go to this little I don't know, islands or some kind of little restaurant to do something. Anyway, they ended up meeting somebody who was near a hospital, and it turned out that this hospital or clinic was starting to contract work out instead of, I don't know if it was too much work or whatever, but it was still at billing. Anyway, she ended up getting a job doing that and just come in there Thursday, Friday, pick up the stuff, and then did it over the weekend and then had it out. So it was just a real quirky, you know what I'm saying, synchronistic kind of connection. So I don't know. You just never know what comes in for you, you know, when we leave a little bit of space.
Okay, I'm gonna try to. I don't know. I don't know because I guess I'm so much focused on my current position, and it's like what I do. I'm in healthcare, but more dentistry. So in that field, so it's kind of like when you said that, I'm like, well, I do have some flexibility, but usually I'll leave work and I do come home, and it's like, and it's like, okay, and I've always been trying to figure out something. It's got to be something else to do. It's got to be, and I don't know what it is, so I guess I'm going to have to sit back and meditate on this, try to figure out what it is.
Well, don't figure out what it is, but just find your interest. What are you drawn towards?
Mm-hmm.
What are you drawn towards? The activities that you do or the interests that you have that your voice starts going up, getting higher, and you feel like you're lifting off. That tells you the direction to go in. It's going to be a little bit. It's probably going to be more of the time of Gemini, May, June, that you start getting, you know, more of a kind of an idea on it. But I feel like something going to be more out of the house somehow. Working.
Well, that's fine with me.
It's going to somehow be more out of the house. Yeah, driving, dropping something off, and there's the administrative aspect to it. But it's going to open I feel you're going to have more leisure time, something with the plants, the flowers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're painting them or just putting them around your house, but I see you having, like, more leisure time in between your work time.
Okay.
And you'll be making about the same amount of money and then eventually more.
I hope more.
So that sounds good.
Yeah.
No, but it'll start, but you'll
okay.
get there.
All right.
Thanks
for
calling in.
Thank you
so
much.
Carol, keep us
Bye-bye.
Posted. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right, will do.
Hi, 818-421. Welcome to Awakening.
Hi, Michelle, it's Sadie.
Oh, good. Is everybody in the chat?
I was calling because I know for a long time, like, I've been doing a lot of different things with the jewelry and all of that kind of stuff, and I know from my own blocks of myself that nothing's really been happening or taking off of all of that, and I feel a lot of movement happening around me, but I'm not really sure if anything is coming up in particular or if, like, something new or if it's just kind of everything that I've been doing coming up in a new form.
Let's look at it. Okay, what's going to say? No, the jewelry looks really good. Now, do you do something? Do you do clothes at all?
I have, and I used to sew bags, and they were pretty cool. But from the actual bag part, because it takes me so long, because I'm not the best sewer, to get them all put together, that I had a thought of just making the patches that I was putting on the bags, and then people can just buy those and either put them on a jacket or their own bag or whatever they want to do with it.
That's a cool idea.
Is the other thought. Okay.
I was going to say there's something with patches around you or patching something. I was going to say quilting, but it must be that. Here's what I'm hearing is you need is the consistency and to set aside time to do it. And maybe even have somebody help you, like a girlfriend or something.
Okay.
A friend of yours that can help you, you know, or things that you can't do. I mean, nowadays there's like Fiverr, you know, you can, or Odesk.com or Fiverr.com. You can get people to, you know, assist you in getting stuff out there. But I feel, because I can see like invoices and stuff, if you become more consistent with it, And even the jewelry, it's showing. Let's see, which direction? The jewelry. Well, the first thing I saw was something with the clothing, or I guess it's purses,
okay.
The purses and the patches. And, you know, down the road, you could always have somebody sew them. You know, there's very reasonable to get people to do that. Speaking of Carol on the phone, not that she would do sewing, but I know that there are people, even in my area where I live, where for part-time work, they do sewing. You know, they put an ad in, they can do, you know, patterns or pattern making or tailoring or that kind of thing. A lot of times people will, even if they work for a company, they'll do it on the side for less money, you know.
Okay.
I really feel there's like a brand or an umbrella that you have. There's an umbrella, kind of like a lifestyle. So if you think of how your lifestyle or your through your fashion, through your jewelry, you're handing people a bit of you. You're sharing a bit of you with people.
Right.
So think about it. What is the Sadie way, you know?
Okay.
And then put it together. The other thing, yeah, you sketch, right? Don't you draw? Because the guys are saying sketch it out. So
okay.
Draw it out. What are your products? Draw it out. Or sketch it out. What are your products? And where do you want to put them? You know, and I would start with like 3 to 4 different stores, you know.
Okay.
You know, start locally and then also online, you know. And there could be something even down the road, you know, those patches. I don't know. I feel like those could really take off, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, it's so funny because they were saying patches, and I'm thinking,
Okay. Oh, it's good to know that I'm still tuned in. I know that I just feel like I've been doing the kind of at the same thing for so long, but I know for a long time it's just been my own blocks for my own self that I haven't pushed myself forward or, you know, self-sabotaged my situations on things. And I feel like the better I am handling all of my situations and filtering through and getting healthier on that avenue, that other things are being more supported, and I'm finding out that the ways that I was making money on the side have pretty much been stripped away, and I'm like, okay, so what's coming in that way? So,
yeah, one thing for people to remember is that when you, if, you know, as an artist, which we all are, you know, but some people are taking a less conventional or traditional route, you know, or less, you know, i.e. working for someone else. But when you work for yourself, because a lot of people, well, how do you make money at what you do? You know, it's the consistency, you know, and building something and putting it there and kind of like tending that garden. You know, you have to, the structure, the organization. Even if, and I always say less is more, start out 1 hour a week or 3 hours a week and then just, you know, devote to that idea. And it'll start building as it builds more on its own. Then you start pulling in other elements, you know. But I feel for you, the structure, the building.
Okay.
You're so fantastic, you know, with that. I mean, you could even set up a blog where you're, you know, blogging about your insights or your fashion sense or your jewelry, why you make what you make and what does it mean, or your take on life. You could do something so cool like that and then even tie it in with, you know, some of the sites that sell the product as well. But I feel for you, the guys keep going, they're going, consistency, consistency, consistency.
Okay. Yeah, I've been pretty inconsistent. Okay. That's
so that's what it is.
Okay.
Things build by consistency.
Okay. Thank you.
Cool. Yeah. Thanks for calling in, Sadie. And thanks for opening the chat, too.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. I'm going to jump back in now.
Okay. Hi, everybody in the chat. I see you. I can feel you. Okay, here we go. 718-430, welcome to Awakenings Radio. Hi, 718-430, you're on air. Hello, hello. Okay, one more time. 718-430. Okay, they had it depressed, but they didn't
Okay. 678-851, did you have a question or a comment?
No, I was just listening.
If you have a question or a comment, go ahead and press 1 on the keypad. 718, I'll try you. More second. Sometimes people disappear, go someplace because I'm chatting and maybe they don't want to hear.
Hi,
welcome.
430-883. Oh, you're just getting that number.
That's
Hi, how
Lucia.
Are you? My name
Hi.
Is Lucia.
Hi, Lucia. Welcome.
This is my first time calling and I'm a little nervous.
Okay.
But I right now, presently in my life, I'm feeling like I'm all over the place emotionally, work-wise, in my career, and I don't know, I just need to organize myself.
Yeah, big changes. You know what I feel with you, Lucia? There's a lot of inner change. I feel like you've been, you know, sometimes we put a prayer out there, a little prayer, a little call. And even if we just say it to ourselves, we don't have to get on hands and knees, you know what I mean? We don't have to do it formally. And sometimes we call in our change. We call in, like, the inner shifting. Are you feeling like nothing's quite fitting right now?
Yes, that's exactly how I feel.
Yeah, you're in and you're having change all the way across the board, it's showing. And it's going to be, I want to look at your cycle really quick. Just the month and day of your birth.
12/23.
Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah. So, and feeling a little strapped in with things?
Correct.
Boy, you're going to have, you know what you need to do is you need to really, wow, and something with relationship is going to be coming up. Wow. Possible move is, have you been thinking about moving?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, I think that's one of the big things, a move. And either dealing with a relationship or new relationship coming in. Did you meet somebody?
Yes, I have, yeah.
Yeah, that's what's happening. Welcome to the party. It's love. That's what's throwing everything off.
Hmm.
Yeah, girl, you can't control it. So, yeah, I also feel there'll be a move, and there could even be some changes in the work, either work or way that you work. But, yeah, that's why you're, you put the call in, but it's throwing you off, isn't it?
Yeah, I just feel all over the place, like I said, and out of sorts in a way. And I feel like I don't know what I want, and sometimes I do know what I want, but it's like I'm everywhere.
Yeah.
Very disorganized
at
the present. And I'm not used to that. I'm used to
having
stability and managing my own, you know, feelings and basically managing my own life and having a set schedule, you would say. But it's, you know, I'm just, like I mentioned, everywhere.
Yeah. Those days are gone for a while. You know, go to my Facebook page. It's Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, Michelle, M-E-I-C-H-E. And it's also my YouTube channel, Michelle with one L, or Light Being 21, if you go to either of those. The last post that I did was Openness is Juicy for the Soul. I talk about that it's messy. Right now, for many people, and I'm going to say many of us, life has just gotten a little messy. It's like the things that we've asked for, the things that we've called in are shifting our energetic patterns so much that it is messy. The routines are off. Everything's just a little off. You know, I had a friend tell me the other day, they're like, oh, I really wanted to meet more people, but oh, my God, I've got all these social engagements or, you know, I really wanted to meet somebody, and now I did, but it's throwing everything off, or you know. So I feel that around you. And it's going to take a bit, though. I'm not going to lie. I feel like there could be some settling in, and you know, the May June time period where we have that's our next gateway, May June.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to handle this long.
You will. You will. It'll. By March, mid-March, April, you'll be more used to it. You'll have a little bit different routine. Tell me about this guy, though. I feel this guy around you. What's with him?
Nothing really. I don't know which guy you're talking about.
I feel a relationship around you. Have you met somebody?
I met someone, yeah. I met someone,
okay.
But it's nothing concrete at the moment. It's nothing concrete
no,
at the moment.
No, like you met somebody, but you feel a certain way about this person, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm telling you, there's something there. You're tapping into deeper parts of you. Think of yourself as you've been in the you know, and this is happening with so many people right now. You've been in the baby pond or pool, you know, the low end of the pool, and you've been splashing a little bit, and now something has come in. Whether it stays or not, or how long it stays, you will never be the same from this connecting. And for whatever reason, synergistically, it's that this energy that's come in has rocked your world energetically. You're feeling, you know what's happening, Lucia? You're feeling more of you. You're feeling more spiritual energy. Yes. You're feeling
that's
more
how I feel. But it's a couple of people that I've met, so that's, you know.
But see, here's the deal, and I talk about this on my video, that you just are opening more, and it's messy. And so your world was a smaller container, right? And smaller splashing, smaller pool. And everything was fine. Now, all of a sudden, something shifted in you. Because even when people come into our lives, guys, girls, whatever, opportunity, whatever, a job, it's still coming from one source, right? It's still so it's us in another form. It's infinite source. It's God in another form.
Mm-hmm.
So because you open to more of you open to more of universal energy, there's more splashing in your world now, and you can't quickly swim to the edge of the pool and hold on. You know, it's like, oh, I'm over here, I'm over there. So it's the opening. You've opened more to you, more to the universal energies. And so now what will happen is your boundaries, you're just going to be playing in a bigger pool. You know, it's like an actor that does a little cable show, public access. So you're on, and that's great. You know, you got this cable show. And then all of a sudden, it's like, and maybe you have 3,000 people listening, you know, and then all of a sudden, now you're at a bigger station, and there's 200,000, you know, or a rock band, or any kind of musician, or you know, entertainer. Let's say they're playing a small room, and there's 50 people, and then there's 100 people, and then all of a sudden, a quantum leap happens. They get a new manager, and they say, oh, we're putting you in the I don't know, Staples Center. I don't know how many people are in there, but, you know, there's thousands, right? They're paying a 10,000 arena. You have just gone to a quantum leap. And so everything is moving around, shuffling around energetically, and it's throwing you off. It's throwing what you want off. Read up on the Ace of Cups. I think I mentioned that to someone earlier. The Ace of Cups, it's that opening to the cosmic mystery, unknown love. You know, you've got that vibration. You know what you're going to start finding is things are going to be more, you know, attracted to you, magnetized to you, people, situations. And for a little bit, it's going to be hard to know, God, do I want to do that? Or do I want to be with this person or that person? Or because you just opened. It's the opening. You're in the cosmic opening.
So are you showing that, I'm sorry, just one more question. Are you showing that the job transition, this whole move transition is going to happen within like a few months, within a year?
I feel this year. I feel like there's a move. First of all, I feel a relationship coming in that gets stabilized. But you're opening to that now by opening to the fullness of your being. You're going to be attracting someone that you can be that open and real with. And it's going to be a little messy and roller coastery also. It's going to be I can't control this. You know, what? I really like this person. I want to see them. I don't want them out of my life. You know, you're going to be a little like that love at first sight kind of love. You know, people talk about love, you know, oh, you're thinking about the guy or girl all the time. You're thinking about this person. So you're going to be in that phase for a bit. And and I know you love work and you do your work well, but it is showing that you are going to be wanting more emotional fulfillment and more, I would say, play time. Does that make sense? Have you been having trouble, like, yeah.
Concentrating at work, working the long hours that I'm used to working. It's just been, during the past 2 months, three months since December, it has been so difficult to concentrate at work. It's just, it's been really chaotic, so.
Yeah.
But
the thing you have to trust is what you're doing or how you're showing up is enough for what's needed, because most of your energy, most of your energetic beingness was going into, you know, work. You can kind of phone it in. You already know what to do. Do you know what I'm saying? You've got that handled.
Mm-hmm.
And so now that energy is being pulled out into something else, and you can feel that. You're like, but you're still doing your work. You're showing up. You're being conscientious. You're doing it even more than most people that are there. But to you notice the difference. You're like, oh, my God, I'm thinking about play.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about this going out. I'm thinking about love life. I'm thinking, whoa, you know. So it's just you've shifted. It's just a quantum shift. And I'm finding there's quite a few of us that are going through that right now, and it is a bit of a whirly-burly ride. It means you have to be more in the meditative state. You're living more from the soul. You have to, because in this state, all you can do is answer the call, what's in front of you. All you can, because if you try to pre-think things, it's really hard to make yourself do something you really don't want to do when you start opening up to this energy. You know, you do what you need to do to get done, but, you know, unless somebody is really pathologically messed up that just, you know, like people that self-punish themselves, like, no matter what, I'm getting this done, I don't care of how I feel, you know, unless you're one of those, It's hard. You have to ride along with it. You have to go with the flow of it.
Yeah, yeah. I actually went for a job interview yesterday, and I mean, it went okay. But I in my heart, I don't know if that's really what I want to do. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I do feel that you will know this year, because it does show there's a lot of decisions this year around you, like, I'll do that, but I won't do this. You know, I'll do A, but I won't do B. Or A is good, B is not working for me. You know, I feel like there's a lot of that decision-making process will also happen this year. And then you're going to love it. You're playing in a bigger pool now, bigger sandbox. You know, there's more splashing going on, bigger splashes. Okay.
This was really good. I'm going to join you on your Facebook and look at the YouTube video.
Yeah,
thank you. Thank you so much.
Blog, Soul Insights for Spirit-Led Living, and there's more info there too. So thanks for calling in. It's great to connect with you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Oh, I just love this. Boy, people are really opening. I love it. I'm sure the chat is just, you know, a flutter with your own insights on what's happening and this opening that many of us are going through, the deepening, the opening, and just having more of ourselves, more of this divine energy that we are. Just really beautiful. On that note, it's time for Awakening Dialogue, which I'm really excited. We have Rashmi Kilnani with us today, and she's a global metaphysical teacher, urban shaman, international lecturer, artist, seminar leader, and TV personality. Rashmi is the host of 2013 and Beyond with Jeremy McDonald. That can be heard monthly on Blog Talk Radio. Rashmi is also the executive producer and one of the speakers in the new documentary film, I, God, which will feature spiritual authors, heads of various religious denominations, and people at all levels of soul journeying. Right up our alley. She also is the author of Shiva Speaks, which is out now, and The Divine Mother Speaks. Welcome to the program, Rashmi.
Hello.
Namaste. Namaste. It's not her, Michelle.
Oh, it's not her. Namaste. The I love it. It's somebody equally and even more stellar.
Girl, I love it. I love it.
Well, actually, you didn't show up. So let's say we're all here partying. Chat is doing great. Loving everything you're saying. They're saying what great reading is cool. Thank you. Thanks, Sandy. Well, we have our own version right now.
I heard that. The mother
right.
is many-faced and many facets. She encompasses all of us.
That's right. So we're here to do it today. Yeah, I don't know where she is, but you're here, and we're here, and I'm here.
Mercury's still retrograde, too, so that could have something to do with it.
With what now?
Mercury being still retrograde.
Oh, yeah, and it's going out with it. Let's see, what's today? It should be, it's going direct today, I believe, but boy, it went out with a bang for me. I could not, and I just brought it to it. I thought, everybody will know I'm showing up. Yeah, it just, everything went out. But here we are.
Yes. In and out. In and out.
In
Isn't that like the figure eight or something to that effect?
Right. Yes. What do you think? I'd love to, Queen, I'd love to get your take on this opening, like our last caller, and I'm having my own. I mean, there just seems to be this unruly, messy energy right now, this kind of opening, love, you know, just abundance.
You know, well, you know, I've been going through it. The last time I spoke to you, actually, it was the last time a guest didn't show up, and for whatever reason, and I expressed my challenges. But in the midst of it, I might have even said I was going through like the dark side of my life or my shadow side, and so I am experiencing it as well, and causing me to realize why I had accumulated so many skills and gifts and talents in terms of spirituality and metaphysically and magically and on those levels, because I began to implement them, and I had been storing them and collecting them and not utilizing them, never needing them, and I felt the need for them, and they were so much of a healing for me, because I had them, and I knew where they were when I came out of the darkness, out of the depths of depths of my self-pity and my all the different so-called negative emotions and feelings. I began to rebuild. And I had all that I needed there. It's there because I'd taken the time to acquire it along the way.
Do you think that it's, because it does seem to be kind of going through that the dark night of the soul, coming out the other side. There's some goodies, you know, there's expansion. I don't know if it's concrete goodies yet. For some people it might be. Some people more feeling it. But there's some kind of expansion that's taking place.
I would agree.
Okay,
I would agree. And it was about and is about, too, remembering who we are and literally remembering. Mm-hmm. Remembering putting the pieces back together that fell apart, so it appeared, you know, going through that dark night of the soul and choosing to write RITE the scenes of our life, of my life in particular, and, you know, altering the way that it seemed to be coming at me, and remembering that I could change this. I could change this in the blink of an eye, with a thought, with an affirmation, and many other things, with invoking, I mentioned Ma'at, invoking balance, you know, maintaining that mm-hmm. balance within myself. So, yeah, there's a lot of goodies, but they always have been. But they see, they're being mm-hmm. multiplied, being multiplied and rapidly if we will mm-hmm. open up to receive them and mm-hmm. not get stuck on a ledge. Or in a,
whoa,
in a,
God, that's powerful. Yeah.
Yes. As I was saying it, that's what I saw, and choosing to stay there in opposed to, you know, ascending, because this is a time mm-hmm. of ascension. And it's always been there, but, you know, again, at a much more rapid pace, and just mm-hmm. riding the wave of motherly love, of the mother, of what your
yeah.
one of the things your guests was going to speak of, and knowing deep within our hearts and our souls and our being that, you know, it's there for us. The best is there for us. We just have to be willing to receive it.
Yeah. It is, you know, that is true, the fullness of the receiving, because it you know, I don't know if it's family program, probably combination of everything. I think it comes more societal, but that, like, how good can it get? Or it's good, you know, is the other shoe going to drop? Or is this really real? You know, it's how up can you be? You know, how uplifted or inspired? But there just seems to be more of that I'm seeing, you know, and seeing people experience as well. Even though there is the challenge or dark night of the soul, that level, it's somehow bringing in more of the inspiration or upliftment.
I agree, yeah. And the programming is, it's societal and it's also family, which is all part of it anyway. And it's about taking our own life path into our own hands and or looking at it and allowing spirit to guide us, totally allowing the mother to guide us, however, you know, that works for you, but not being a victim of
yeah.
the programming of, because society, they will, you know, that television thing, they'll tell you a vision and you'll be locked into it from the womb to the tomb. And your
yeah.
parents, your family, you know, they're very much a product of that. And many of us who are on the path that would come to your sacred program have a different awareness, awakening, than most of our family members.
Yeah.
And in our remembering of ourselves, we are not, we must be, from my point of view, careful not to reconnect to those parts of ourselves, which would be our family, which would be society, that have crippled us in the past. Because
yeah.
to be a light, an example for them, a way shower for them, and even beyond that, for ourselves, we must be very careful what we, in reconstructing, rebuilding, renewing ourselves, what we include in that formula so that we don't entrap ourselves into old patterns.
Yeah. And you know what I find, and most people, I mean, there's a few that don't necessarily shift or shift to a small degree, but if we keep in our, you know, signature frequency, if we keep in our growth and our unfoldment, people shift too. If you know, as long as you don't push it on them. I had the other day, my brother was here, my sister-in-law, and their son, my nephew, and he's 22. And somehow, because I had some tarot books on the coffee table and some tarot, whatever, that all of a sudden we're all giving each other readings, and I was like looking, going, I can't believe this is happening. So they are not metaphysical at all. They're not, none of this, but his wife has taken quite an interest. It's really not part of her background or training or anything. She has a little bit of wisdom. She's talking about writing a book, which I really encouraged, and she has a lot of wisdom about relationships. And I just said, you know, and I did a reading. I said, I think something new is coming in. There was it's interesting because the theme of the most of the readings were openings, and then I got that. I gave them some readings psychically. I got this whole idea with openings, and then we did tarot and we did rune cards, and when they read in the book, it was all about openings. So that really got them. They went, I can't believe it. And then they pulled an angel card, and one of them was opening. And I was like, it was like they were getting the message, and they're like, how does that happen? What's going on? This is amazing. How does this work?
That's beautiful. And the fact that you said your nephew was 22, when you said that before you said all these other wonderful openings, that struck a chord with me. So that number in his presence and in your family at that time and space, the master number was in your presence, in the presence of your family, and you know, you all, them having watched you go through your journey and seeing you again being that way shower, and like you said, they, you know, they are opening in different ways. It was a culmination the timing was right for that. The timing was right for that. And the fact that you're even empowering it even more by sharing that with us and putting it out on the airways in terms of, you know, the joy and the love that you felt from it and what you received from it, they got from it. That's helping them to continue on that pathway in their own way, and perhaps you and your sister-in-law will form a greater, a more sisterly connection because of that day.
Yeah, I think so. And he's very much a light worker, very aware. Could be starseed, but you know, definitely light being, and which I had said or seen, like when he was around 14, because we went through some troubles, and I said, well, I said, he's got to be in a different environment. I said, he's a light worker. He's going to track stuff. He needs, and he is. He's just very, very aware and, pretty awake. But it's kind of cool. You know, I just think it's just that things happening in their own time, and also what you were saying, Queen, of us not getting, back in those scenarios, you know, not getting pulled back in to those patterns, those lower level patterns, I think is a huge thing right now.
Well, I agree, and I'm seeing it. You know, it's like they're waiting the form, the low vibrations, they're waiting because they feed off of us when we go in there, just like the higher vibrations, they feed off of us. And they're waiting. They're ever waiting. That's why you have to be diligent with your self-love instead of your self-loathing, so that you will get stuck.
That you will. That you don't get stuck. Yeah. That you don't get stuck. Yeah. But that, because it kind of pulls you back in. I mean, there's even a. There's a pull there, there can be, you know, to go back into those old ways or old patterns, as you're saying.
Of course it is, because you've been doing it, you know, day in and day out, year in and year out. And some people, it's much harder for them to change. You know, and even those like myself, I consider myself very versatile, very adaptable. But I must admit, as I admitted, I saw the dark side of my soul.
I've had a few of those this past. You know, I feel like I was on cruise control for a long time, and then you go to a different level, and some stuff started coming up, and I was like, ooh, here we are. It is a spiral. You hit it, you come back into it, maybe a different level. Maybe you move through it more quickly, or you recognize it, but it's still there. You know, there's still things to dance through, you know. And I find, too, every new level, every transition, every level of expansion brings with it its stuff, because you're back in the unknown, you know, and stuff comes up. It's just, just happens. I think the enlightenment is not identifying with it, you know, that and having people around you that can that catch you, you know, help you see as well, I think is pretty empowering. You have the courage, the bravery to do that, you know.
I agree. Having
only,
a good
right?
Having a good
yeah.
support system that is willing to speak truth and know truth that will help to empower you along the way. Again, that's the rebuilding of yourself and putting up those I'm gonna say walls for lack of a better word, but the walls are the people that you have around
mm-hmm.
you and the energy that they bring to you and the power that you get from, you know, just like my appearing now, I just tuned in. I caught the last bit of your other caller, and I said, oh, you know, I saw who was going to be on the show, and yay, and
yeah, me too.
You know, but here I am to fill in the time and the space and with gratitude that I'm able to have something to impart with you because
yeah.
you have given so much unto me. So it is my pleasure to share my journey and my energies.
I can't think of anybody else I would rather have do this. And on the topic, though, because you really, with the Divine Mother, you really connect into that universal, cosmic, feminine, the Divine Feminine. You know, I say even beyond the Mother, but the Divine Feminine so much. I feel in your work as well. That what's happening with your work, by the way? I'm seeing some changes there. Do you
well,
sculpt?
It,
do you sculpt?
I do sculpt.
Ah.
I do,
yeah.
And I just started working with some people who are so-called mentally, you know, like the mentally challenged, bipolar, you know what I'm talking about. And last Friday I went with them for the first time, and oh, so magical. And, you know, almost each one of them that I'm going to be working with is an artist unto themselves. And having them going to multidimensional levels, with doing it, not being aware of what they're doing, and me coming in with my art to work with them, I am so excited about that. And in terms of what I'm doing, I'm rebuilding, I'm reconstructing what I'm doing. The clay is waiting for me, the jewelry is waiting for me, the painting is for me,
the
dancing is waiting for me.
Yeah,
you know, it's waiting for me to. The writing is waiting for me, but I'm still coming up from the. I'm climbing. I'm still climbing up.
Yeah,
and I'm getting ready. I'm being prepared for something, for some new expressions in those realms as well as probably other realms. But the most exciting thing that I'm doing now is working with these people. And they only live 5 miles from me. I mean, their home is only 5 miles from me.
Wow.
And that's exciting. So what will come forth from there? I do several shows at our a big museum here, and I called up. I'm waiting to hear back. They have a show in May, and they'd asked me to participate in it, but I was doing something else last year, and I said, you know, let me know for this year. But anyway, to see if I could bring some of the work that my family is going to be creating, and I know we're going to have some beautiful things. So I'll be telling you about that. And I already
please, because I can see you show. I can see it. I could just talk about opening. I just feel it's like a what do you call it? Like a fountain, just fountaining up. Your
I'm
work
excited.
And your art. Yeah, I see you selling some pieces. By the way, I mean some major energy in the form of money. You're getting the form of the energy and the connections now and the appreciation and upliftment, the connecting, the synchronistic connecting, the synergies there. but I do see the dollars flowing.
I'm ready to receive that.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, it could be something commissioned. And it is something about a museum, or I don't know if it's a large museum, but cultural museum, something of that sort, that I do see as a really good connection for you. Great door opening there.
You know, it's located in, it's called the Cultural Park.
That's good.
And
yeah.
Yes, I can see that could open easily because I've been connected to them in various ways over the years, and I definitely want to take my new family there with me. And actually, I envisioned, and I told them this, I envisioned that we would not only do what we do with ourselves and for ourselves and, you know, wherever that goes, but to be able to help other people in that position in many, many different ways, to be an example for them. And, you know, who knows what that's gonna bring. But they're so deep. I was like, wow, when I was checking them out and tuning into their vibration and getting them to open up, and as they began to show me who they were, and I could I see it was like, oh, you all are special. You all are really, really special.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully, too, the day will come when the woman who runs the place, I think she will be real open to realize that her bringing me in is clarity that she's tuned into something. But the fact
absolutely.
That medication can be replaced with meditation and the arts and their therapy, and that they, you know, they are more, they are so much more than she even perhaps knows. And maybe she does know. Maybe she does know. Time will tell. But and that's what I'm doing now. That's what's opened up for me. And she and I have been talking about doing this for 2 or 3 years, and it just opened up in the midst.
It just opened up.
Yes.
There's the key words, opened up. Queen, we're winding out of time. Come back, please, again. I always love chatting with you. I really do. And you always come in at the most opportune time as well.
I shall return.
That's like, cool, good. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. You know that I am here for you.
Thanks, Queen.
Namaste.
And likewise, namaste. Wow, so opportune. Perfect, divine, right timing. Thank you. That was Queen Goddess Ra, and you can connect with her. Also has a show, I believe, on Blog Talk, but also Facebook as well. Thank you all for being here. I love you all so much, and I just feel everybody in the chat, and I just I know it's just been amazing insights back and forth in that sacred space of ours. Thanks for being here. Sadie, thanks for going the extra mile as well. Appreciate it. And thanks, callers, and all of you listening later in the archives, big hug to you as well. So I'll see you next week. I'll see you when I see you, right? Connect next week. And until then, continue to shine your light, share your insight, and, of course, keep awake.
Awakenings broadcasts every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific Time. Archive shows are available on iTunes. For continued Awaken conversation and insights, join the Awakenings group on Facebook and visit Michelle's blog at soulinsightsforspiritledliving.com. That's soulinsights, the number 4, spiritledliving.com. Keep awake.